If all the seeds remain whole, your wish will certainly come true, and very soon. This instruction for apple divination appears in a 2011 Russian esoteric magazine, but the practice itself is far older. Across Europe, people have long turned to simple household items for fortune telling. I find these methods interesting because they require nothing special, no expensive decks, no rare herbs. Just what you already have in your kitchen. Below are four traditional kitchen divination techniques, presented as cultural folklore. They are not meant to predict anything for real, but they offer a playful way to reflect on hopes and uncertainties. Potato mash divination. Here is a method that feels like a party game. According to the source, you prepare a pot of mashed potatoes and hide seven small objects inside: a key, a coin, a ring, a button, a seashell, and a heart. At exactly midnight, you serve the mash in a dark room. Each person uses a fork to fish out one object. The object you retrieve supposedly hints at your future. A ring points to a wedding soon. A coin suggests wealth. A key means success in business. A seashell indicates travel. A button warns of solitude. A heart promises love. I have never tried this myself, but I imagine it would work well at a dinner party. The dark room adds suspense, and everyone gets a keepsake to ponder. In folklore, the ring often appears in divination because it symbolizes commitment. The button, being small and plain, represents being overlooked. Apple seed divination. This one is simpler. You take a ripe apple, make a wish, and cut it in half with a knife. Then you examine the seeds. If any seed is damaged, an obstacle blocks your wish. If several are damaged, serious difficulties lie ahead. If all seeds are whole, your wish will come true soon. The magazine also mentions an old Celtic tradition: on the night of November 1st, you place an apple under your pillow, make a wish, and eat it in the morning. The Celts associated apples with the other world and immortality. Samhain, the precursor to Halloween, was a time when the veil between worlds thinned, making wishes more potent. I tried this once as a teenager. I cut the apple and found one seed slightly bruised. I dismissed it, but later that week I did face a small setback. Coincidence, of course, but it made me pay attention to my own hopes. Wax divination, ceramancy. Wax divination has a long history in Europe. You break a candle into pieces, melt the wax in a metal container, and pour it into cold water. The hardened wax forms shapes that you interpret. The magazine lists many possible shapes. A ring or candle means a wedding soon. A chest or wallet means wealth. A heart means strong love. A star means luck. A flower means a new admirer. A person means a protector. A dog or bear means a loyal friend. A cat means a rival. Stairs mean career advancement. A cross means protection from higher powers. A circle means wishes come true. A rectangle means a long journey. A square means boredom and stagnation. I like this method because the interpretation is open-ended. You might see a shape that others miss. In folklore, wax divination was especially popular in Germany and Poland during Christmas and New Year's Eve. Families would gather, pour wax, and laugh at the strange figures that emerged. Coffee bean divination. This one requires 16 coffee beans. You close your eyes, ask a specific question, and toss the beans onto a table. Then you count how many land with the groove facing up. Zero means the divination didn't work and you should not repeat it. One means luck is on your side. Two means difficulties will resolve themselves. Three warns of possible betrayal by a friend. Four advises you not to mistake wishes for reality. Five means a project will lead to success. I find the zero rule interesting. It acknowledges that sometimes the answer is simply not available. In many folk divination systems, there is an understanding that not every question can be answered. The coffee bean method is quick and gives a clear number, which appeals to people who like structure. These four methods are all part of a rich tradition of kitchen divination. They remind us that fortune-telling does not need to be complicated. Sometimes a potato, an apple, some wax, or a handful of beans can help us think about what we really want.